From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to meet with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Tuesday on his final day at the Paris Climate Change Summit. They are expected to discuss the fight against the Islamic State as well as the controversy over the Russian plane shot down by Turkish forces last week in Turkey's airspace. On Monday, Obama urged world leaders to rise to the moment at the UN Climate Summit. Obama said the world shares a sense of urgency about curbing fossil fuel emissions and limiting the rise in global temperatures.
Our task here in Paris is to turn these achievements into an enduring framework for human progress. Not a stopgap solution, but a long-term strategy that gives the world confidence in a low-carbon future. Here in Paris, let's secure an agreement that builds in ambition.
The leaders are working to agree on binding measures to keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees above pre-industrial levels. The United States is backing Turkey's claim that the Russian jet shot down on the Turkey-Syria border last week violated Turkish airspace. A U.S. State Department spokeswoman, Elizabeth Trudeau, told reporters Monday that the information available indicates the Russian aircraft violated Turkish airspace. She added that Turkey warned the Russian pilots several times but got no response. Russia has responded to the downing of the jet by imposing economic sanctions against Turkey, including suspending contracts of Turks working in Russia. Election officials in Burkina Faso say former Prime Minister Roch Marc Christian Kabore has won the country's presidential election, becoming the West African nation's first new president in decades. Authorities late Monday said Kabore, prime minister under former strongman Blaise Compaoré, won the presidency in the first round with more than 53% of the vote. This is VOA News. Leaders of the South Asian neighbors Pakistan and Afghanistan met Monday on the sidelines of the Paris summit to discuss a stalled peace process in Afghanistan. The meeting is being held as an icebreaker after months of tensions between the two countries. Relations between the two countries took a downturn at the end of July when news broke that Taliban leader Mullah Omar had been dead for 2 years. A second round of Pakistan's brokered peace talks between the Afghan government and Afghan and Taliban unraveled. Since then, Afghanistan has insisted that it does not trust Pakistan as an honest broker. The International Monetary Fund added China's yuan to its basket of key global currencies on Monday, a move that gives new status to the world's second-leading economy. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde said the decision is an important milestone in the integration of the Chinese economy into the global financial system.
The basket will now include those five currencies, the U.S. dollar, the euro, the yen, the British pound, and the renminbi. And it will clearly better represent the international community based on those two criterion of trade and of freely usable currency.
The IMF's action takes effect next October. Beijing and other parts of China experienced some of the worst smog of the year on Monday. The air quality in the Chinese capital was considered hazardous, reaching an orange-level pollution alert, the second highest designation. Residents were told to stay indoors if possible. Some industrial plants were closed. The United States has tightened its visa waiver program in wake of the Paris terrorist attacks. There will be new screening for travelers headed to the United States from 38 countries around the world who are now allowed to enter the country without a visa. The White House said the country's Homeland Security Agency is immediately altering its electronic visa-free clearance system to capture information on whether U.S.-bound travelers have made any trips to countries the United States considers to be a terrorist safe haven. A Jerusalem court convicted two Israeli youths on Monday for last year's killing of a 16-year-old Palestinian who was burned to death in East Jerusalem. The court postponed its verdict for the third defendant in the case after the man's lawyer submitted a last-minute insanity defense. The youths are due to be sentenced in January. And U.S. consumers are expected to boost online purchases by 14% on Cyber Monday, customers using computers and smartphones for the purchases. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News, Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.